Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to STEP Connections Episode 6. My name is Aaron Chaffee, and I'm here with Mr. Solano, who is a language arts teacher at Dag Hammarskjöld Middle School. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We will now start with the questions. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Torrington, Connecticut, which is a town in the northwest hills of Connecticut. So not from around here, where you guys are recovering from a whirlwind of falling trees and hail.
Where did you receive your education?
The whole list.
Start at high school.
You don't care where I went to grade school?
Nope.
The middle schooler doesn't care? All right. Well, then you'll never know. I went to Torrington High School. Graduated in 2010. You guys were probably maybe 2 years old at the time. And then I went to UConn for my undergraduate and Quinnipiac for grad school.
Have you had any previous jobs that led into your current job?
When I was in college, I was the head writing tutor for the writing center, sort of like for tutoring, helping kids with papers, assignments, things like that. And then I interned, so I did like substitute teaching, student teaching, and things like that, leading to where I am now. But those are the only ones that really influenced where I am now. When I was in college, I worked at a grocery store, paper or plastic. And, yeah.
Is your family supportive of what you do?
Absolutely. My parents were police officers, and when I asked them, hey, can I be a cop someday? My mom said, quote, over my dead body. So they are very supportive and very proud of me, I like to think.
How has your family contributed to your success?
In a lot of different ways. Emotionally, I mean, financially, obviously, with support. I mean, they've always been supportive. My parents have always given me the sort of the mindset of, if you try your hardest, whatever you want to pursue, as long as you try your hardest, as long as you're doing the best you can do, we support you. So, whereas like growing up, my mom would have been like, oh, you got to be on that report card. But, you know, she'd only get on me if she knew that I wasn't trying my best. Obviously, helping me out when it came to like college, you'll find out someday that college isn't free, college isn't cheap. So when you have teachers like the great Mr. Bakakis telling you, hey, this is a good leadership experience, this is a good thing to put on your resume, that's stuff that could help you when that college process comes around. So they helped me in a lot of different ways. Thank you for the question, Gianna.
You're welcome. As a kid, what did you want to do when
When I was in seventh grade, I decided I wanted to become an English teacher. And that's because, and I don't know if you were going to ask me this, but that's because I had a really good language arts teacher in seventh grade. We did a lot of creative writing. Some people like that, some people don't. And I remember just like, whoa, this is one of the first times in school where I was like, I like doing this. Like, it's not just like, oh, it's another assignment. I was like, cool, can we get more assignments like that? So I wanted to be a language arts teacher, an English teacher, ever since I was in seventh grade. And I didn't really veer off from that. And any, like, other dreams, I'm sure a lot of you have, like, certain dreams or certain career aspirations. Maybe you want to be an athlete. Maybe you want to be a rock star. Maybe you want to be a athlete rock star, whatever it happens to be. You'll see where the future takes you. I knew when I tried out for the baseball team my sophomore year of high school and did not make that team that I knew that wasn't going to be the dream. So here I am.
Did you have any major role models growing up?
My parents, certainly. My mom was the first female police officer in the history of my hometown. So she is one very strong woman. So she's definitely a role model for me. My dad, I call him my Superman. To me, he can do no wrong. When I was in high school, I had a really good teacher who I still keep in contact with, who I base a lot of my teaching style off of. He was a role model for me, great professor in college. I could say Bruce Springsteen, because anyone who knows me knows that's the truth. A lot of different people. Surround yourselves with positive people, role models. It could be peers, parents, faculty, whatever it happens to be, because those people will lead you in the right direction.
What aspects of your job do you enjoy the most?
Not grading papers. Certainly not. I love to lesson plan. I'm a creative person, so I like to make activity and stuff like that. honestly, it's just interacting with the kids. It's knowing that I'm hopefully, depending on the day, helping you in some skill, helping you become better, whether it's better learners, better students, better writers, better human beings. There's no real one part of my job that I love the most. I keep showing up. Sometimes I'm driving down the highway. I could just turn around. Oh, that's dangerous. Don't turn around in highway. But I keep showing up. You guys make it worth it.
Did you have any fears entering your career?
Fears entering my career? I mean, I'm very critical of myself, so I always worry about, like, oh, what if I'm not good enough? What if I'm not able to... You know, let me ask you this, and this applies to anybody. You ever have that dream where you show up to school and you're unprepared? Like an assignment was due, or maybe you're like, you showed up in your sweatpants or whatever happens to be. All right, so it's a living dream for you.
It's not a dream, it's a reality.
Okay, well, it could be a living nightmare too. You never know. For me, I would always get those like, oh no, I'm not prepared, I'm not ready. So entering my profession, I would always worry about what if I don't know my content well enough? Or what if I'm not able to get through with the kids? Although, as weird of a person as I am, you guys make me feel pretty normal based on some of the classes that I have. Okay? So for me, it'd just be like, making sure I knew what I was talking about, making sure I was prepared, had lessons ready to go. If it's something wasn't working, I can adjust it. I can make something work. So I've learned over time, and I'm still learning this, and Mr. Bukakis can certainly tell me this. He's had several more years than I have. And you'll learn this someday. Sometimes you got to take it easy on yourself, too. Sometimes you want to reinvent the wheel. Sometimes you want to accomplish everything. Sometimes you got to be more realistic about it. All right, so I've learned to basically understand what my abilities are and do what's realistic.
Do you have any advice for people who want to become a language arts teacher?
Stop. Find another career, another field to work. I would ask, if someone wanted to be a language arts teacher, I'd ask them, why do you want to be a language arts teacher? And people become teachers for different reasons. Maybe they love the content. Maybe you want to be a history teacher because you love history. Maybe you just love the feeling of helping other people. Maybe you love the feeling of, hey, here's a concept. Oh, thanks so much. I understand it now. Maybe you get a good feeling based on that. If someone wanted to be a language arts teacher, I'd say it's a lot of work, a lot of reading, a lot of writing you got to do, a lot of prep. But I would say go for it, you know? Yeah, I would just ask someone why they want to do it, and I'd kind
of
go from there.
What are you most proud of in your current line of work?
In my current line of work? I don't know. I guess I'm proud of my teaching style. I take pride in having a lot of transparency with my students, being very open and honest about, hey, guys, I'm not feeling that well today. Hey, I'm in a little bit of a mood. Hey, you guys let me down today on that performance task or whatever it happens to be. And that's allowed me to develop some genuine, strong connections with the students. Certainly when I was growing up, I had some teachers that I felt like I had that connection with. And I can show up and be like, hey, Mr. Ehrenberg, listen, I didn't get the work done. Or I don't understand this. Or am I stupid? What's going on here? And there are teachers I definitely could connect with. So I'm like, all right, they're being real with me right now. I'm seeing the real them. And then there's teachers that, and we all have them, there's some teachers that you're like, I just can't get through to that person. They don't understand, or they're being mean to me, or they, I don't know, blah, 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 blah. For me, I try to have as many of those genuine connections as possible. Whether students love me or not, that's not my problem. Because I feel like when you have that honest connection with a student or with a person, you can get more out of them. You can definitely see the real them. So I guess that's the thing I'm proudest of the most, is having that kind of atmosphere in my classroom.
What are the biggest challenges you've had to overcome?
In terms of my career or in life in general?
I
mean, everyone's got their personal baggage, and I won't go into all that. But I don't know. I don't know if I have one specific challenge that I've had to overcome. I mean, as I said before, I'm my own toughest critic, so I'm never satisfied where I'm at. So it's something where, like, once I conquer one challenge, like, cool, that lesson went well. I'm like, oh, great. What's the next lesson going to be? Oh, it's going to go downhill from here. I don't know. Right now, my biggest challenge when it comes to my job is my sleep schedule, because I need to get more sleep and not go to bed at like 12:30 at night. So I'm working on that.
What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear? I've never been a fan of heights. I can say that. I hate roller coasters because I'm a baby. I'm a bubble blowing baby. I've mentioned this to some of my classes in the past. I'm definitely, for me, there's always been like a fear of failure. And I kind of touched upon this before when I think, Aaron, you had asked me the question. Where like I'm always worried, oh, I'm not going to be good enough. And I'm always trying to push myself with that. So sometimes it always would lead to me being too afraid to give something my all because I didn't want someone to tell me, eh, you're not good with that. So like if I'm driving in the car with someone and some jam comes on, I'm like, I'm not going to sing it because what if they go, oh, man, you can't sing for anything. And I'm going to be like, cool, I guess I know that now, taking that one to the grave. Some of us don't have the voice of an angel. So I don't know. It's just the fear of failure that I've kind of overcome. Fear of heights. Yeah, those are the only fears that really come to mind right now. I think those are pretty common fears, though. You know?
If you could have a different career, what would it be?
That's a good question, Braden. You come up with that? That's a really good question. I don't know. I mean, it'd have to be something. I'd want it to be something where I'm interacting with other people. Because I wouldn't really, me personally, I wouldn't really want a desk job where I'm just putting numbers into a spreadsheet all day or something like that. I like to interact with people. It'd have to be something with a creative output of some kind. At the same time, I know I'm not going to go out there and make a baseball team. I know I'm not going to go out there and join a band and grow my hair out and something like that. So, I don't know. This is, you know what? This is going to be a question that I'm going to go home and I'm just going to like think about this. I'm going to be up again. Here goes my sleep schedule. I'm going to be up late at night going, man, Braden Kowalik, excellent student, asked me this question. I just don't know what to do. And I'll ask my friends, my family, my loved ones. I'm going to have to get back to you on that. Okay? Braden, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Something
like an account? You like numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I hate numbers. Yeah. The world needs all kinds of people. I'm glad we balance ourselves. We balance each other out, Braden.
Yeah.
Okay? Any other career that you'd ever want to be besides an accountant?
Maybe something in sports.
Something in sports? What about a sports accountant?
Yeah.
Think about it.
What do you think it takes to be successful today?
Today? I mean, I think what's... I feel like... I'm going to sound like an old fart, but times are so much different than they used to be when I was growing up and Mr. Bukakis was growing up. And I'm sure for the kids that I'll have in 5 years, this answer might be different for them than it would be for you. To be successful now, I mean, you really got to find something you care about. Find something that you're really passionate about, all right? Don't settle for anything less. Find something you really enjoy doing. That's why, like, I try to give kids as much choice as I can with different projects because when you care about something, it definitely shows. And then give it your all. Explore every option, every opportunity because sometimes certain doors will open up and they'll be the right ones for you and sometimes they won't be, certain paths. I found that it helps instead of complaining about things when it comes to assignments, when it comes to, you know, setbacks in life, I spend more of my time, instead of complaining, which won't solve anything, I try to find ways around that problem. I try to find solutions. Because you can sit here, you can have a bad day. You can, maybe someone was rude to you. Maybe you were having a fight with your parents, or maybe someone was causing drama. And you can sit there and sulk about it. And really what you're doing is just wasting time. And you're not moving forward. I'm always trying to move forward on something. Whether it's a hobby, whether it's my job, always keep moving forward. Always keep exploring your options. Don't give up. And if you get a setback, never be afraid to ask for help from your teacher, from your friends, parents, whoever it happens to be. So that to me would be kind of the recipe for success today. Try it out.
Any other questions?
Have you ever wanted to quit your line of work?
No. I mean, I'm only a couple of years in. And don't worry, you kids sometimes give me some of those days where I'm like, wow, do I come in tomorrow? But honestly, I've never had any thought about quitting my line of work. I love my job. It takes a lot out of me, but I enjoy putting a lot into the job. Yeah, so I'm here. I'm showing up. As long as you kids keep showing up, give me a reason to show up.
How do you deal with challenging behavior of students?
Challenging behavior of students? That's an interesting question, and that can be a bunch of different ways. I mean, there could be kids who are just defiant. There could be kids who have learning disabilities, which make for some challenges in the classroom. Like I said before, when I mentioned that I try to have connections, real connections with the kids, I try to use that. So if someone's being challenging, someone's being difficult, no one's being like that for no reason. So there's not going to be a kid who's just like, I mean, maybe a kid has a vendetta against me. Maybe a kid's salty about me. I never know. But for the most part, usually a kid has a reason. Maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they're confused with the assignment and they don't want to admit it, so they're putting up a wall. I try to basically reach through the kid and see what's going on. I try to explore, just like I said, every option that I can to get through to someone. So if someone's being a challenge, I'll try to connect with them, see what's going on, see how I can help them succeed. And if I need the help of someone else, another teacher they connect with, or a guidance counselor, or somebody, then I'll explore that way as well.
Are there any more questions for Mr. Solano?
Does your fear of failure ever hold you back in life?
Not anymore. It used to. As I said, I used to be afraid to take some risks, you know? But it's like, I don't know. It definitely doesn't hold me back anymore. I've learned to cross that bridge, and I hope a lot of kids do too. Maybe someday I'll hop into a giant hot air balloon. And I hate heights. Balloons are fine. I hate heights. But maybe I'll hop into a giant hot air balloon and I'll try that out. I don't know. I want to fail at failing. Do any of you have a fear of failure?
Wait, everyone.
I feel like most.
What is failing? Can I ask somebody that? Do you mind if I hijack this for a second?
You could.
96
on it. Ooh, I'll talk with you.
Hey, sir, pink shirt. What is failing to you?
Attempting something, like some sort of goal, and then not reaching it, and either being set back by it or just not being able to.
So where do you go? Excuse me, that's just one of us has some pretty bad gas here. Remember I said before, always be moving forward. Let's say you have a setback, you fail. What do? Do you just sit there and cry about it?
Set another goal.
You set another goal, or you learn what went wrong that time, and you use it to accomplish that thing the second try. To me, failing is a free lesson in life, all right? Whether you fail on an assignment, whether you fail at an activity, a hobby, you play baseball, you strike out, you learn, what didn't I do right there? It's a free opportunity to get better. As long as you keep getting better in life, it's tough to keep going backwards. If you keep moving forward, then to me, failure, it's like a free try at something. Hey, try again. Except you're better and smarter the second time you try. And that's sort of my thought on that. And a lot of people, I feel like you look at failing, oh no, this is going to be awful. Like, oh no, I don't want to get a low score on an assignment or not make a certain team or not get into a certain school or whatever it happens to be. But to me, I learn from those, whatever the circumstances are, and I learn how I can use that information to help me be a better person, help me be better at my job, help me be better in every single way. So to me, there's no bad experience that you can't learn from. Everything is a learning opportunity. And just take it from me, I'm a teacher. Of course, that sounds a little corny, but every single thing is a learning opportunity. You stub your toe, boom, you learn not to walk into that wall again. You burn your tongue on hot soup, man, you learn to wait a couple seconds before doing that. You know, Braden gets caught picking his nose in front of the girl he likes. You know what? You learn to look both ways before drilling.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Solano, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in.